I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A jury of U.S. military officers heard more evidence today in the trial of Osama bin Laden's former driver. Salim Hamdan is accused of conspiracy and aiding terrorism. Hamdan's lawyers describe him as a low-level driver and servant, but prosecutors portray Hamdan as a trusted bin Laden confidant and an arms courier for al-Qaeda. This is the first trial before a U.S. war crimes tribunal since World War II. Miami Herald correspondent Carol Rosenberg is observing the trial. She joins us from Guantanamo Bay. Carol, what happened in the courtroom today? What's the latest?
Today we had a series of federal agents talking about their various interrogations with Hamdan, in which he either identified members of the al-Qaeda inner circle from photo arrays or talked about al-Qaeda safe houses and compounds, and in one instance led a tour of FBI agents in Afghanistan on the rubble of al-Qaeda infrastructure, a mosque, homes, a compound that had been leveled by U.S. airstrikes.
Now, yesterday, Salim Hamdan left the courtroom in a bit of a huff as a two-hour video of his first battlefield interrogation was shown to the jurors. He said he would explain that behavior to the jury this morning. Did he?
Well, the prosecution objected to him speaking to the jury at all. They said they didn't want him addressing the jury. And the judge accepted it and relayed his regret.
And what about those videos? Do they reflect poorly on Hamdan?
Well, he lies. I mean, that's the first thing you need to know. Hamdan's defense from the start has been that he was a driver who was working for a wage, not ideology, and it was good money, and he liked the job, and he kept the job. Well, he gets captured by the allied Afghan forces and turned over to the Americans, and in an interrogation on his second or third day of captivity, he's shackled at the hands, cross-legged on the floor, and he tells them that he is a charity worker, which is a thing we've heard from accused people at Guantanamo quite a bit. He admits on tape that there were surface-to-air missiles in the car he was driving, but he said he borrowed the car and they just happened to be inside. They belonged to someone else.
If you would, Carol, explain some of the process here. I mean, the jury is composed of six senior U.S. military officers, not 12 members who are peers of the defendant, as one expects in a jury. Has Hamdan or his attorney taken issue with the makeup of the jury, or is that just accepted as part of this trial?
You know, Hamdan and his lawyers have said that this is an illegitimate process, that military commissions were created after the fact, allow for hearsay, and fewer protections than the traditional military justice or federal courts. And they have said that he deserves to be judged for crimes that existed at the time of September 11th and courts that existed at the time of September 11th. But that said, they're going to trial, they're participating, they're arguing, and they're fully engaged. I don't know that we'll see this, you know, down the road when we have people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other accused 9/11 perpetrators putting on their own defense. They've said the court is illegitimate, and I think that they're not going to make it look as much like a court TV experience as this one is.
There are some 20 Guantanamo prisoners who face trial for war crimes. If those proceedings are not all wrapped up by the time a new administration arrives in Washington next January, can a new president halt the trials if he so desires?
A new president would have the authority to stop these trials, yes. The question is, if they're underway, would he be willing to do it? John McCain was an architect of these trials, and he said he'll keep it. He's also said he'll close Guantanamo, which means that military commissions might be held somewhere else, probably in the United States. The Obama campaign says he's going to look at it, that he prefers traditional courts, federal courts, and that they're going to look at these cases and figure out what is the appropriate way to prosecute these people.
Miami Herald correspondent Carol Rosenberg monitoring the trial in Guantanamo of Osama bin Laden's driver, Salim Ahmed Hamdan. Carol, thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.